We all have different health insurance needs. Not everybody is created equal, and we all have different needs. So just walking alongside that person, whether they're trying to navigate the marketplace, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act plans, because those are ever so confusing.
Hello and welcome to Caffeine and Commerce. I'm your host, Derek, and this podcast is produced by SRP Studios, podcast-powered branding for business growth. Visit srpstudiosllc.com for a free consultation. If you want to explore how your business can be featured on this podcast, kindly access the form link in the description area of this episode so we can get in touch and discuss the exciting opportunities available to showcase your business. Today's featured guest and business is Angela Kidd with Angela Kidd Insurance. Angela is an independent health and life insurance broker licensed in, you ready? Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia, Wyoming, Alabama, and Texas. I think you got a good part of the country covered there.
Yeah.
So shopping for insurance can be overwhelming. Angela's goal is to help you understand all available options and plans. With a free consultation, you can take the proper steps toward a secure future. With their years of experience, they can take the hassle out of insurance planning with comprehensive services, ensuring they provide the right coverage for you, your family, and your loved ones. They got a new office, everybody. By the time this is out, you'll have this place you can go to. It's 8830 Center Street, Unit 1, South Haven, Mississippi, 662-339-8133, and visit her website at angelakidinsurance.com. What's up, Angela?
Hey, thanks for having me, Derek.
Welcome to the show. And going back to this, it's the take the hassle out of insurance planning. So I don't think there's anything more confusing than health insurance.
I could not agree more.
So we are here to give all the answers, right? So, full disclosure, we're in a B&I chapter together. So I've seen your presentations and how much you know and all the ins and outs and how little the rest of us know and how important it is to have brokers like yourself. So thanks for being here, and we're fixing to learn more about you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us, give us another, overview of what it is that you do and offer here in the DeSoto County area.
So with what I do is I am an independent health insurance broker, and I specialize with Medicare. Mm-hmm. I do all ages for health insurance, but I specialize with our seniors because mainly they are really targeted. Mm-hmm. And that's where my heart lies, because I take care of my parents. And how I got into it all is because of my husband. But we'll touch on that a little bit later.
Okay.
But I just help people navigate that, from trying to figure out what fits their needs, because we all have different health insurance needs. Not everybody is created equal, and we all have different needs. So just walking alongside that person, whether they're trying to navigate the ACA marketplace, which the Obamacare plans, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. for them, but the marketplace, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act plans, because those mm-hmm. are ever so confusing with all of their networks.
And I have one. I can tell you a story.
Yeah. And if you don't know, with all of the tax stuff with those, they can be very dangerous.
Yeah. I told you what happened.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You did. I mean, I've had people that have done that, and it's because they don't have some of this info correct in there. They underestimate things, and it can lead to a lot of headaches. So I try to help them avoid those things. Mm. And then with our seniors, with them approaching their 65th birthday, helping them get signed up for Medicare. I even go as far as helping with signing up for extra assistance for those that need that kind of assistance as well.
Yeah.
So I can help them no matter what their financial situation is or where they live, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's so convoluted, isn't it? And from just watching some of your presentations that you've given, there's a lot of hidden things, right? Like benefits, ways to save money that not a lot of people, the insurance companies aren't going to go out of their way Nah. To promote, right?
They make them as vague as they possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen all the commercials on TV and their extra benefits. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they make them as confusing as they can be.
So there's ACA and what's the other side?
Medicare.
So straight Medicare. So mm-hmm. let's talk Medicare.
Okay.
And gosh, I remember on the whiteboard, you had like two columns. What were those two columns?
So
there's two, like a BPO, is that one?
So there are two pathways when it comes to Medicare. You have your original Medicare pathway, and then you have the private insurance pathway.
Uh-huh.
So your original Medicare is consists of your two parts, your A and your B, that's your hospital and your medical. And then you add the drug plan, that's the D. And then the C of Medicare is the Medicare Advantage, and that part is the private insurance side, because Medicare pays those private insurance companies to provide your A, B, and D benefits, so your hospitalization, your medical, and your prescription drugs, all into one plan with some extra benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So Medicare doesn't have to do it.
Mm.
They outsource those benefits.
Mm-hmm. So now you're dealing with two different businesses, or companies, right?
Right. So when you're on the private insurance side, it's literally private insurance. So that's where you have those HMOs and PPOs.
Okay.
So those plans, they just work differently than the original Medicare plans do. Because with Medicare, if they don't have anything in addition to just their A and B, their original Medicare card, if they don't have anything in addition to that, then they're liable for both deductibles, because both parts have deductibles, and the approximate 20% Medicare leaves behind.
Okay.
So it could be financially devastating for someone if they only have Medicare.
And Medicare is there to take care of you, right?
Yeah, but it's not 100% insurance.
So then the private is the, sort of like a supplement to cover the rest?
Not the Part C. The Part C is what combines all of the plans into one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other side. That's where you have the original Medicare and the private side.
Yeah.
So on the original Medicare side, that's where we put Medicare supplements or Medigap plans to fill in the gaps that Medicare have.
Okay.
So, and then at that point, you essentially have 100% coverage on the original Medicare side between mm-hmm. Medicare and your supplement.
Mm-hmm. I'm older than you, so I'm hoping that by the time I'm retiring, you're still in business.
We're the same age.
Because I'm already lost. And that's the funny thing about my job with this podcast is I'm interviewing businesses where I have no idea how they work. We had our friend Clinton here. He's a realtor. I don't know how that stuff works, but I'm here to pull it out of you.
Exactly.
But it is mind-boggling. The different things you got to look at.
It is so confusing. And that's where, with our seniors, that's where I focus is on education.
And help the seniors, because my goodness, you know, time has passed them by. So when they were doing their health insurance when they're in their 20s and 30s, I mean, come on, how much has changed since
Right.
then?
And if they've been working all these years, when you work for an employer and you have employer group insurance, you're given, you know, here's A, B, and C, which one do you want? Here's your gold, silver, and bronze plans. Which ones do you want? And you know, everybody picks the one in the middle. And that's where now they're just thrown out there going, there you go figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know when they should sign up, if they should sign up, if they should keep group insurance. So that's where I come alongside of them and I can help answer all those questions.
ACA.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable Care Act. Now that's where, as far as I know, in my experience, it's subsidized.
Yes.
It's a way to lower your premium.
Yes.
Let's talk about how that can bite you in the butt. Right. and I want you to educate people on how to avoid this. But let me paint the picture of what happened to me so then we can learn how to avoid this next time. So I've been a longtime user of this, being a part-time musician, just a hustler, entrepreneur, not a hustler like that, you know. But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Just an entrepreneur, you know.
Exactly.
So I've had the Obamacare, and it's been great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until I made too much money. And then no warning.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, my accountant calls me. He's like, we got a problem. I'm like, oh, great. What happened now? And what happened was I earned too much.
Yep.
I had to pay all of those subsidies back, which was $5,000, and they add it to your taxes. So the government's like, no, we're getting this from you.
Yeah.
And it was shocking and not a great day. So how could I have been warned? Maybe it's on me to have looked at my numbers and remembered the threshold I had set. I don't know. But how can someone avoid that?
Well, and that's where if you're working with someone, an agent, to renew that plan every year and not trying to navigate that yourself.
Which is what I did.
Right. That's where they can help you avoid those situations.
Yeah.
One, by if you have an income change, update that. Because you can update that mid-year. Like if your estimated income is going to be, suddenly you've had a big uptick, you can change that mid-year.
So then your premium will go up a little bit.
Yep.
Your subsidy will shrink.
Yep.
So it will balance out. But you're right. That keeps you safe,
yep,
doesn't it? Yeah.
So that's one way, because I've had people that, you know, they underestimated, because especially I have those seniors that their spouse is retired and they have a younger spouse. So you have that one that's 65, mm-hmm, and then you have one that's 62. Or 63, 64, anywhere that age before 65. And I had that actually happen to a couple of my clients this year. They ended up taking some money from something and ended up having more income than what they had originally.
They had to claim it as income, yeah.
Yep. So they ended up having more income than what they had thought. And they were like, hey, this just happened. How do we avoid this next year? Like, okay, well, this is what we need to do. We need to get that income corrected.
It's so hard to keep your money.
Right. Of course, then it like doubled their premium. They're like, huh. So if we don't update it, it's just going to make us pay it next year. And like, yeah, it's going to do the same thing on your taxes next year. Like, so pay it now or pay it later.
Yep.
So some people still choose to pay it later, because
mm-hmm,
either way, you're going to pay it.
Yeah, they're going to get it.
They're going to get it. Mm-hmm. You're either just paying it up front or you're paying it later.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in situations like that, if you're well warned and you know this is going to happen at that point,
yeah,
so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it all of a sudden bites you in the rear end and you're like, ouch, that kind of hurts. So to avoid that, work with somebody, work with an actual agent, and make sure that you're renewing through that agent every year, because we have to update the applications.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just automatically renew a plan. We have to go through everything.
And it's almost like tying you in with the accountant in a way, too.
Exactly.
So you need to keep track of our income as well. So the lesson I learned is, because the first thing I thought was, why didn't they tell me? Why didn't they warn me? Well, they're not paying attention until your tax return is written.
Right.
There's no way for them to tell. So like you mentioned, it is up to us. You,
yep.
I'm pointing to you that has ACA. It is up to you to keep track of this.
It is.
So get on it and keep track of it. Trust me.
And if you're not working with an agent, find one to work with.
Yes.
Don't call an 800 number though, because your phone will never stop ringing. Find somebody local.
So, well, let's tie into that. You know, unique value proposition. What makes you stand out aside from your amazing knowledge on this? What can someone expect when working with Angela Kidd?
That they're going to be family. Like, that is my number one goal, because a lot of my clients are family. Mm-hmm. I started with my husband, and you know that he is why I got into this, but my clients are my family. That's one of my number one goals, is that you can call me, you know, 7 o'clock on a Monday morning because you don't have your ID card, and I'm going to find it for you,
mm-hmm,
and try to get it to you,
mm-hmm,
where you don't have to sit on hold with the insurance company. So I'm always there for you. They're going to be family. And I'm there before, during, and after. So it's not one of the calling the 800 number and just having somebody enroll you. I'm going to be there. I'm not just your enroller. I am your agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there to go to battle for you if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do that. Because if you have claims that get messed up, how much of a hassle is that trying to deal with claims? You ever had claims that have gotten messed up or things like that?
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
You call,
everyone knows the drill. You call that 800 number. You talk, you explain the whole situation to that person. Okay, great. Well, let me connect you. The next person has no idea. You have to re-explain everything.
Yep.
Da, 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 da. We all know the drill and how crazy that can be.
Exactly.
But yeah, having that personable approach is definitely key, for sure.
Exactly. So that's where that comes in, of just having that personal touch, because I'm mm-hmm. not somebody that's sitting in a call some call center somewhere. I'm somebody that's local, that if you want me to, I'll come sit down next to you at your kitchen table, mm-hmm. you know, or you can come to my office. For a while there, that's been out of my house. People have sat down across from me at my kitchen table. Yeah. So, you know, I come to
but
you.
But now you got a brand new
now
office.
Now I've got a brand new office.
You got a brand new office on 8830 Center Street, Unit 1, South Haven, Mississippi.
Yep. So that's super exciting. We just moved in. Last week I was, or well, the first week I was there, I would say last week, but when this comes out, it's not going to be last week. The first week I was there, I was literally sitting in the floor. I was like, I'm going to work from here.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting in my floor. I actually have desk and chairs and the whole nine now.
I remember that in my space here.
Yeah.
The first thing we tackled was the curtains in the other room. Yeah, that's all we had. You know.
Yeah.
I know the drill. I'm very happy for it. It's so,
I'm super
fun.
Excited about it. I've had actual clients there this week. Mm-hmm. So being at that first official week here towards the end of March as we're recording this, but it is definitely, it's a big step, but it's definitely one that is made me nervous.
but necessary.
But necessary.
I mean, if you want to grow and scale up, these are things you need to do.
It
you know?
Is. And which brings me to one of the things of scaling and things like that. That was in January, Denise Silas, we do empowerment breakfast. She started them last year and I went to all of them last year. And of course, I was continuing on this year because she has certainly helped me elevate to the next level, not mm-hmm. only personally, but in my business. And we did vision boards in January. Mm. And of course, one of my goals for this year is being able to double my book of business, which
that's
is
a lofty goal.
That's a lofty goal. That's gaining 300 clients this year.
Woo!
So that's a big goal. Yeah, it's woo, but it can be done because I mean,
hiring. Obviously, yes. Now you get into that world too, where you have you know employees or contractors, however you do it. But that's awesome.
Yeah. That the vision board, two of my pieces on the vision board were to have an office. And randomly, I had Loretta's picture on there. I had the picture of our Kindle Award on there. Not any reason of why. And now we're teaming up for the office. So it's just crazy.
So Loretta, explain who Loretta is.
Yeah. Loretta McNary. She is the Loretta McNary Show. She is a talk show host. She does PR and marketing. And we have gone in together for the office space. So we're suite mates.
Suite mates.
Suite mates. and she does the Kindle Awards. In Memphis, and they are awesome awards for people that just go above and beyond in the community. And I got one of those. I was one of her Kindle nominees last year.
Okay. Yeah.
And just knowing her and how she builds up women and in work and personally and all of that, that I had that picture of us on my vision board. And then there was the office space.
Sweet mates.
And now I was like, okay, that's one of the most random but God-ordained things. And I am a firm believer that God is in control and he ordains our steps before we take them.
It's pretty fun, isn't it?
It is. It's been a ride.
And then the challenges he gives you.
Yes.
At first, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why is this happening to me? But then it makes sense eventually.
Yeah.
But you got to work hard at it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to experience some trials and tribulations.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, in the new world. I'm just a year plus in having a space. You know, it's fun though.
Yeah. We signed I signed a 2-year lease. So I'm there for 2 years. Yeah, so I'm just like, it's going to keep going and growing.
Do you mind talking about your husband?
Yes.
And the genesis of all this? What year does this start?
Well, you could go back to 2015 when he was diagnosed with cancer.
Okay, that's how it starts. That's,
yes. Because he was diagnosed with cancer in 2015. And with that, after he went on disability after the first recurrence with it, because the particular type of cancer that he had, if with the first recurrence, it was on the compassionate allowance list for disability. Mm-hmm. And if it's on the compassionate allowance list, it's automatic approval. There's no trying to fight to get disability. There's none of that. So he was automatically approved. Of course, you have to be on disability for 25 months or 24 months before your disability, before Medicare begins. A lot of people think, and I didn't even know this.
So 2 years before getting any money?
Type of insurance.
But he's getting disability checks?
Yeah, getting disability.
But you're still uninsured.
Yep.
For 2 years.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. If you're not in working or have employer group or something, well, you're not working if you're on disability.
Yeah.
But if your wife doesn't have you on coverage or something like that, you're either COBRA or ACA because you're on disability, so you can't get any other kind of insurance.
Yeah.
So we were COBRA for a little while he was in the midst of all of his stuff, and then we ACA'd it for a little while. But after 24 months, your Medicare should automatically begin. I have heard situations of where it hasn't.
And doesn't matter on age?
No. No.
Because of the situation.
Right. If you're on disability, then in that 25th month, your Medicare is supposed to begin.
Mm-hmm.
So that fast forwards to 2017, and his Medicare is supposed to begin in August of that year. In May, I just happened to be laid off from the church I was working at. And so I was like, okay, what am I going to do?
Wowzers.
Yeah. Cause it was no warning, anything that just came in and bye. But you know, God has plans for everything.
I'm sure at the time you're like, why?
Oh yeah.
But I think we know now.
We know why. And that's kind of been a theme in my life, that the good Lord just literally has to kick me out the door to get me out of places. Mm-hmm. But you know, that situation occurred and I was like, okay, well, I got to find something else. And so I had a little bit of time to find something so I wasn't rushing to try to find something.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Levi's Medicare was beginning in August of that year. And one of the only jobs that I actually applied for was a Medicare health insurance broker that had run his business in his home for the last 15 years, and he had turned 65 and was wanting to move the business from his home to actual brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
So when he did that, he was looking for somebody to come in and run his office for him, to be his office manager.
Okay.
And I had been an admin.
Was that your experience at the church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I had my original first job out of college was a pharmaceutical sales.
Okay.
But so I have a background in that for 13 years until that business was bought out and they closed our section. But then the church, and I was an admin there, and I thrived in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied for that job with Gary Alford and went there, and he almost hired me on the spot, but he was like, I didn't want to because I need to think about it. But mm-hmm. I worked there for him and managed his office from 2017 to 2022.
So what I hear is that you must have just learned how to be a broker overnight, it seems like.
No.
While working for him,
yeah.
Was that when you were starting to find interest in this?
Well, because, you know, when insurance comes, somebody's got to figure out how it works.
Yeah.
So for that, like, I was like, okay, well, this will actually be a perfect job for this because I got to figure out how your insurance is fixing to work because no idea or how to navigate it. And didn't know anybody that did. I knew one person that did it.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only person that I knew that touched Medicare. And I was like, okay. I'd spoke with her, and which I was working for Gary at this point, and he only dealt in the original Medicare side. And when you are under 65, those supplements are extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, I'm going to give you a little subsidy for, and it essentially just paid for my insurance instead of Levi's. But so he gave me basically to cover insurance with my pay.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he wrote the supplement for him. But to navigate learning how to work Levi's insurance and how it worked and being the catch all there at the agency, because I, as the administrative role there at the agency, that's where you learn everything.
Okay.
In that role, you're the one that's talking to the insurance companies. You're the one that's talking to all the clients. You're the one that's having those daily interactions, yeah, that's putting out all the fires.
You're kind of getting paid schooling, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will tell everybody the best place to learn how to do insurance is in an administrative role. Like that admin role, you get that back training that you don't get just starting out selling.
That's good advice. Yeah.
So that's where you mentioned my new hire that I have. Mm-hmm. He actually came to me already licensed, had gotten his license and reached out to me asking if I wanted had ever thought about having an apprentice.
There you go.
I was like, let's talk.
Let's do this.
Because the best place to start learning is in an administrative role and I need one.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm game. Let's go. So he is training. He's getting some on-the-job training, and he's handling some of my administrative stuff. So
what's the bridge here? So you're still an employee,
right?
At this place for this gentleman,
mm-hmm.
And then you become a broker business owner. How does that happen?
So in the fall of 21.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 2021. In the fall of 21, the agency had some internal stuff. It was a family-owned agency, and the family had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
The people who were our main agents decided to leave and go open their own agency. And so Gary at the time wasn't there on a daily basis. So I was the only one left in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gotten licensed that summer. And he pretty much looked at me and said, I'm glad I got you licensed because you got to figure it out.
Like, you're on your own.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So I figured it out.
Yeah.
So in a sense, I was thrown in the deep end and learned how to swim.
Yeah.
And yeah, it really was a, okay, well, it's, you got to figure this out because you're the holding the agency up.
Yeah.
So we got some, our through our contracts, who they run through, agency out of Tupelo, they came in and helped us with some stuff. They stepped in and came alongside us and helped out a lot. You fast forward through the fall, because that's the busiest time of year when it comes to Medicare is the fall, because the Medicare annual enrollment period runs from October 15th to December 7th every year.
Yeah, that's the crazy time for a broker.
That's the crazy time. Yeah. And that's, you know, whether it's ACA or Medicare, that's enrollment time.
Yep.
Is the fall. So with us, we would do 700 drug plans during the fall in a, you know, from October 15th to December 7th. So that was a lot of customers to interact with. So we had them, they came in alongside us. You fast forward to the end of the year, Gary actually sold his agency or partnered with that agency, sold it to them out of Tupelo. So we partnered with them. They came in and took the main control of the day-to-day stuff, which brought us forward by leaps and bounds in technology and just all of our resources.
Mm-hmm.
The agency out of Tupelo, the guy who runs it, massive within the Medicare industry. So I mean, he even throws a whole conference just based on Medicare. Kind of geeked out a little bit when I found out about it that fall. I was like, there's an entire conference just about Medicare. Nobody else would get excited.
You are a special kind of person, Angela.
Right. Nobody else is going to get excited about that. But I totally geeked out. I'm like, okay, it's like a Comic-Con or something. I'm like, want to get dressed up. And I'm just like, it's Medicare.
Well, that's why you're perfect for this role.
So, yeah. And so fast forward, he, Justin bought the agency. And in May, we made the decision to transfer my contracts from where everything I did that belonged, all the business I did belonged into the agency. Instead of that, that I would be independent and be feet on the ground.
Okay.
So instead of working for the agency, there in the agency, he released me and let me go out independent.
Okay, but are you still attached?
I'm not attached.
It's not like a franchise thing.
No.
Okay.
I'm not attached to the agency. I'm completely independent.
But he let you take your clients with you?
Nope. Everything I had done stayed there.
It sounds like he just kicked you out.
Essentially.
Oh, my goodness. It was another moment of like, all right, Angela.
Here you go.
Start
essentially.
Swimming.
Yeah, he really did just kind of say, okay, well, we're going to part ways. And like, okay, cool.
It sounds like he spun it as a positive, though. Like, we're going to allow you to do this. It sounds like he kicked you out.
you really did.
So then now what do you do?
So then I have a little bit of a panic attack.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what? Okay, that was never my thought. But as with all things in my life, I dust myself off and pick myself mm-hmm. up, because I'm a firm believer that God makes beauty out of ashes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And in all of my life, he has done that. Every situation that I have thought was just going horribly and just like the worst situation, from my husband's cancer mm-hmm. to, because he's been now fully healed.
For and how long?
Since 2017.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Good, 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 good.
So was that
7 years?
7 years now. Yeah. So he's awesome. Been fully healed for 7 years. And it's, I tell people all the time that if they don't believe in miracles, let me introduce them to one, because I got a walking, talking one that I'm married to.
That's awesome.
So
when does it become Angela Kidd Insurance?
Officially, it was mid-May. Contracts completely got switched June 1st of 2022.
Oh, okay. So so almost 2 years in.
Yep, almost.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I, you know, because I'm friends with you and I watch what you do on socials and everything, I mean, you're just a juggernaut. You're out there like crazy networking and just getting that visibility. And,
oh, yeah.
And now you got a studio or an office coming. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that was one thing that in those 6 months or more that I had there under Justin and the agency there, that they, because he has the agency Bobby Brock Insurance out of Tupelo, that they are a marketing organization. So they not only have their agents there in the office, they also have probably close to 3,000 or more around the country that they support.
Okay.
So that we're in their downline. So we're in the family of this agency.
So you are getting support and resources.
Yes.
Again, it's not like a franchise.
It's not a franchise.
But you have this parent company that...
It's a marketing organization. In our line, they call them FMOs or IMOs, uh-huh. field marketing organizations. It's who our contracts run through to the bigger companies. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of the middleman.
So we just learned how you nerd out on conferences.
A little bit.
You know, how being in the administrative department can be a great education.
Yes.
But now in your shoes, that where you are right now, we can all agree that things change probably on a weekly basis, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's just constant new things coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
How do you stay on top of all of the changes that are constantly happening in the health insurance world?
Well, within Medicare itself, we have annual trainings that we are required to do. Mm-hmm. During the summer, every year, we have to recertify to be able to help people with their Medicare. So every year, we have to retake tests, and every different company that we're appointed with, so every company we represent, has their own individual training. So there's constant training. There are other agents that have big agencies across the country that do trainings that I've gone to. We had one in Knoxville with an agent from Colorado and one from Chattanooga, who I laughed and told I wanted to be her. And she told me, no, I didn't. She's like, if you really knew, no, you don't. I'm like, okay, well, how you brand everything? I want to be you. Because he's just phenomenal. But that is where I just constant train. Like, it is a lot of training.
Because it's just change,
right?
I'm sure every year you go to these trainings, you're learning something new, right?
Oh, yeah. From how, because with Medicare, they make changes to everything every year.
And now, are changes typically a certain time of year, like when new enrollment's coming in?
Yeah.
Or anything in the middle of summer, do they make changes?
They don't put the new changes into effect until the coming year.
But you're getting educated on it.
Yes.
Is there like, hey, this is coming up?
Yes, because some of the big things that have happened in the past year, one, we had to start recording all of our calls. And that was a change that they instituted. When did they institute that? In 22. So right out of the gate, I was like, oh, because that was nothing I'd ever dealt with before.
Even when you're using your cell phone? Any business call.
Any business call. In the beginning, that's how it was. Mm-hmm. Anything that was a business call, if you were talking to a client, that call was supposed to be recorded. Mm. Now they say it's just supposed to be if it's an enrollment call. But, you know, to cover more protection, not only for myself, but also mm-hmm. for the client, though all of the calls are recorded.
Just why not record them all?
Exactly.
So how do you do that?
So with that, that's also one of the pieces that the FMO does provide, that our organization does provide, our upline, that they have our client retention manual or whatever, CRM. Mm-hmm. They have that where it one piece of it is actually a caller. So it's where my phone number is. Mm-hmm. And so it automatically records the calls and stores them because we also have to keep them for 10 years.
Wow. Does it give that automated message that you hear?
All call, yep.
When
all
you're calls on hold are, for something, hey, just letting you know,
yeah,
we're so recording you.
When you first call me, the very first thing it automatically plays is, this is Angela Kidd calling on a recorded line for quality assurance.
Yeah.
So it plays. So if I ever call you, it's going to play that little message before I ever get to say hello.
But at least you're finding this out on the front end.
There's, yes.
You know, because it taps into privacy issues, right?
Oh yeah. So because we do have to. Not all states have that law where you have to be informed, but most do. So it's easier just to have that where it plays at the beginning. That was one of the first big things that actually knocked a lot of old school agents out because they didn't want to have to try to deal with the technology and try to record things.
Or couldn't adapt.
Right. And that's life. You either adapt or you die. Just keep moving and you keep adapting.
AI, is that in the production world?
Yes.
AI, yeah.
Yeah.
So I would gather, you know, when they record messages, it's to protect the customer.
Mm-hmm.
But there must be a level of protection for you too.
Oh, yeah.
Because a customer can say that they requested a certain thing when they really didn't, right?
Exactly.
So it helps you as well,
mm-hmm. right? Because if we are ever asked, we have to produce those calls.
Uh-huh.
So we have to submit, like if one of the big things is people filing complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times some of those complaints are founded, some of them are not.
Right.
And most of them are not.
Embellished.
Exactly. You know. Or misunderstood, different things. But if you ever have a complaint filed against you and you spoke to that person on the phone, you have to produce that.
Yeah.
There are numerous things that you have to produce. So there are multiple facets of different pieces that they have now required that we have to keep track of for 10 years.
Mm, yeah.
So there are multiple layers of different little rules that they've put in. And all of their little rules, CMS, mm-hmm. government, all of their little rules that they keep applying are trying to eliminate these outbound or these inbound calls that our seniors are receiving. Because people's phones are ringing all day.
Yes.
Even right now, you know, it's not annual enrollment, but people's phones are still ringing all day.
Yeah, once you're in a list, then we all know the emails, we know the texts, the calls.
And for agents to make an inbound call, we have to have permission to call that person. So agents cannot make inbound calls unless we have permission.
So no soliciting.
Exactly.
You can't be salesy.
Exactly. Yeah. But what's happening, these calls are originating outside of the country by unlicensed. They get the senior, whoever they're talking to on the phone, to say yes and are automatically transferring them to an mm-hmm. agent sitting in the U.S. that now for that agent, it's an inbound call.
So even that agent didn't make the inbound call.
He
or the outbound.
The outbound.
To the customer.
Yeah, he was receiving an inbound call, but that senior never made the call.
Yeah. Yeah, so that person basically hired outsourced sales.
Yeah.
So outsourcing marketing and sales.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to curb.
Yeah, and of course, the elderly are vulnerable.
Yeah, and they don't realize what they're saying yes to.
Yeah.
Or they'll, even if they say no. But most of the time when they're calling is, do you have your red, white, and blue card? Do you have your red, white, and blue card? And if they say yes, bam, they're transferred.
Mm.
And half the times they're getting their plan changed to something that is not correct for them.
And they don't realize it until
it's too late.
They go to the doctors and they get this huge bill that,
yep.
What happened? Oh, no, your deductible is $10,000. What do you mean?
Yeah.
When did that change?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that must happen all the time. Then they call Angela. Can Angela Kidd help them figure that stuff out?
Yes. And usually can get it corrected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure there's some things that it just are more difficult than others.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know? Yeah. I've seen some situations over the years, horror stories of somebody did that and got transferred. They had original Medicare and back, you know, in 2017, 18, 19, the Advantage plans weren't what they are today.
Mm-hmm.
They're better plans today. And they are good plans. My husband is on one now. So they are good plans. They're good coverage. But with that, and back several years ago, they weren't as good as they are now. Mm-hmm. And especially when you have somebody that gets a cancer diagnosis and they're going in, and that's when they get told, oh, well, you don't have your original Medicare and your supplement anymore. You have this.
Isn't that convenient?
And now you have $12,000 max out of pocket. Yeah. And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So I've seen some horror stories over the years. Yeah. But thankfully, with a lot of those situations, we were able to get things corrected. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's where if you don't have somebody that you're working with, yeah. that if you don't have an agent that you're working with, things like that can happen.
Mm-hmm. I wish I would have had someone like you several years ago. I had an issue. I went to like an urgent care place.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, they eventually what happened was I had an ulcer that was bleeding out.
Oh gosh!
So they saw my blood numbers and they're like, "You got to go see an upper GI." So they set me up. They sent me to a GI specialist. Had an endoscopy. You know, and I even asked the lady at the front desk, I'm in your network, right? And it was Blue Cross. And she's like, yeah, no.
Oh.
You know, because it's Obamacare and it's very.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be.
It's very network specific.
Yeah, it's network specific. And I didn't know this. Oh, I took her for her word and everything. And then, yeah, I was on the hook for thousands of dollars. And, you know, I'm not proud to say how, you know, I had to. You know, kind of walk away from that. I couldn't do it, you know, and I call my insurance company and I'm calling all of the GI's people and everything. And they're all pointing at me.
Ugh.
Right.
Yep.
So if I would have had someone to help direct me through that or, well, let me ask you this and then we'll start wrapping this up.
Yeah.
Could I, in that situation, you're my agent. Could I go, Angela, they're sending me to this GI specialist. Can you,
yeah.
Check to see if they're actually all in my network.
Long.
Yeah.
I have.
That's huge. Because
I have texts like that all day long.
And I've heard stories about someone will go to an office,
mm-hmm.
the PCP is covered, but then they send you down to the x-ray or doing lab down the hall. And that is different.
Yep. Because they outsource and it's not covered by the same thing. Yep.
That's wild.
I've had it where somebody, the anesthesiologist, was randomly out of network. It's like, how would I have known? Like, they're not going to tell you who the anesthesiologist is going to be for something. Like, you're going to know who the doctor is and the surgeon is, but, you know, all of these little outs, like, what? No, we're figuring this out. So, yeah, all day long, I'll do that.
If this doesn't convince all of you watchers and listeners that you need Angela specifically, then you're sadly mistaken. But before we wrap up, is there one last thing, a little piece we're missing that you really want to put out to the audience that you feel is important for them to know?
Yes. Make sure you connect with me on social media, because on our Facebook page is where you're going to see all of our upcoming events. And we're going to have several of upcoming events in the next few months, from educational events to senior expos. So keep on the lookout for that. Make sure you follow us on social media, on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Hadn't got over to the TikTok yet, but, you know, Derek's going to put me on there after this.
That's right.
So, yay.
That's right.
But follow me on social media so you can see all of those upcoming events, because there's going to be a lot of things that people don't want to miss.
And they can find all these links at AngelaKidInsurance.com.
They sure can.
There it is. If you want to call Angela, 662-339-8133, and go visit the beautiful office, 8830 Center Street, Unit 1 in South Haven, Mississippi.
Yes.
Right off of State Line and Airways. So check that out. And thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you for having me.
I feel like we've given out some good information to some people. So be careful out there, because it is scary dealing with insurance, and how I know firsthand how it's got me in trouble twice.
Oh, yeah.
In a big way. So, thousands and thousands of dollars.
So if you don't have somebody local that you work with, don't call an 800 number, because friends don't let friends call 800 numbers.
Nice.
Call somebody local. Doesn't have to be
That's
me.
Right.
I want it to be me, but it doesn't have to be.
And say no to drugs.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, not the medication part, but
you know.
but like Angela said, TikTok. Well, yes, this podcast is spread on the Real Hernando Podcast Network. So that's where you're finding this video on the Real Hernando YouTube channel and Facebook page. It will have its own audio platform. So search out Cafe and Commerce on Apple and Spotify. And then we promote this podcast with nice little clips and putting out nice content to sort of like tentacles from the network. And TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram is where you're going to find that. So yeah, Angela Kidd is going to be on TikTok. Woo-hoo. Very nice. Very nice. That's it. So go to therealhernando.com to then tap into the Cafe and Commerce side stuff, side of things too. And as always, again, once again, Angela Kidd, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And for you watching and listening, thank you for hanging out and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Cafe and Commerce. To explore sponsorship opportunities and showcase your business on Cafe and Commerce, kindly access the form link in the episode's description or contact us at 615-944-4944. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and all other major podcast channels. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Go to therealhernando.com for all information. Thank you for your support and helping us shine a bright spotlight on our local businesses in DeSoto County and Greater Memphis. Mm-hmm.